This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the wilderness of Kodiak Island, Alaska, this is Murder and Mystery in the Last Frontier with your host, Robin Bearfield. In a land full of peril and vicious animals, humans are the most dangerous predators of all.
By all accounts, Dr. Eric Garcia truly cared for Jordan Joplin. But Joplin considered his relationship with the doctor as a means to an end. Or, as the prosecutor put it, Garcia believed he was in a romantic relationship with Joplin, but Joplin considered it transactional. Garcia had money and objects of value, and Joplin wanted it all for himself. Welcome to Murder and Mystery in the Last Frontier. I'm your host, Robin Bearfield, and I'm broadcasting to you from the heart of the Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge on Kodiak Island in Alaska. Ketchikan is Alaska's southeasternmost major city. However, most people would consider it a small town. Ketchikan's population is approximately 8,200, making it the sixth largest city in Alaska. The town is on Revillagigedo Island, named by British naval officer George Vancouver. Because a Spanish explorer was the first European to discover the island, Vancouver named it in honor of Juan Vicente de Güemes, second count of Revillagigedo in Spain. Ketchikan is a picturesque town nestled along the coast of the island. Due to its rich Tlingit heritage, it boasts the world's largest collection of standing totem poles. And despite its often rainy weather, it is a popular tourist and cruise ship destination in the summer. Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center is the primary health care center on Revillagigedo Island, and it serves Ketchikan and the surrounding area. Dr. Eric Garcia was a general surgeon at the medical center. He graduated from the University of Puerto Rico School of Medicine and worked in Ketchikan for 10 years. As a surgeon at a small hospital, Garcia probably performed routine surgeries, but he had to be prepared for anything. When the weather is too bad to fly a patient to Juneau, Anchorage, or Seattle, the surgeon might have to do more complicated procedures outside their comfort zone. Dr. Garcia's assistant and close friend described the doctor as one of the only on-call surgeons in Ketchikan. She said he was a dedicated doctor who loved taking care of his patients. Garcia enjoyed collecting rare coins, gold, gemstones, expensive alcohol, cigars, watches, and other valuables. On March 16, 2017, 58-year-old Eric Garcia told his colleagues goodbye. He planned to spend the next week at a medical convention in Las Vegas, and he had invited his friend and romantic companion, 31-year-old Jordan Joplin from Maple Valley, Washington, to join him on the trip. Detectives later learned that Joplin was already in Ketchikan on March 16th. He had flown there from Seattle on March 15th. By March 18th, Joplin had returned to Washington. He received a speeding ticket in King County, Washington, at 11:16 p.m. on March 18, 2017, while driving a vehicle co-registered to him and Eric Garcia. On March 18th, Joplin contacted the Ketchikan Police Department and requested a wellness check on Dr. Garcia. He stated that he had expected the doctor to fly to Washington, and then they planned to travel to Las Vegas for Garcia's medical conference. He said Garcia never arrived, and he had not heard from him since March 17th. He told the police he could not reach the doctor by phone. The police went to Garcia's house and knocked on the door, but when he didn't answer, they believed he was out of town. According to his assistant and colleagues, Garcia was flying to Las Vegas for a medical conference. Joplin again contacted the police on March 27th. He said he had not heard from his friend in 10 days, and he requested that the police enter the house to check on him. Joplin said he had keys to the house and volunteered to fly to Ketchikan and let the police into Garcia's home. Joplin arrived at the house driving Garcia's truck. When the police entered Garcia's house, they found him deceased on a sofa in the upstairs living room. His death did not initially seem suspicious, but the investigators noted signs of theft in the residence. In the area near where they found Garcia's body, they found two computer tables with the wiring in place, but the computers missing. According to Ketchikan Police Department Deputy Chief Josh Dossett, when they informed Joplin of Garcia's death, he seemed very aloof. One of Garcia's other friends told the investigators that Garcia liked to collect valuable objects. He owned a collection of gold coins valued at $500,000. He had approximately 30 valuable wristwatches, and he also stockpiled bottles of expensive alcohol. Investigators found none of these valuables in Garcia's home. Since removing so many items from the household would take time and effort, the police immediately suspected Jordan Joplin of stealing Garcia's collections. He was staying with Garcia near the time of his death and would have had access to Garcia's possessions and time to remove the items from the house. However, if he stole Garcia's valuables, what did he do with them? Investigators checked with a Ketchikan freight company and learned that before Joplin ever arrived in Ketchikan, he arranged for the freight company to deliver 3 shipping containers to Garcia's residence on March 17, 2017. According to a receipt from the company, Joplin loaded the containers with 4,400 pounds of goods. A surveillance video from the freight company showed Joplin using Garcia's truck to make 4 trips to the company on March 17th. The containers were then shipped from Ketchikan to Washington. The delivery, listed on the shipping invoice, belonged to Jordan Joplin and another individual in Maple Valley, Washington. When the containers reached Seattle, the police searched them and found some of the missing watches and coins, Garcia's flat-screen television, 2 laptop computers, and several other items that had belonged to Dr. Eric Garcia. Let me take a short break. I want to invite all of my listeners to a Facebook event hosted by several other authors and me. The main event occurs on June 21st, but the pre-event starts on May 21st. We'll play games and give away prizes from May 21st until June 21st. Search Facebook right away after you finish this episode for the Beach Blanket Books event and click the button indicating you plan to attend. You won't want to miss a minute of the fun. Once again, the name of the event is Beach Blanket Books. I'll see you there, and be sure to say hi and that you listen to this podcast. When the detectives dug into Joplin's and Garcia's finances, they learned that between March 17th and March 30th, approximately $37,000 had been transferred from Garcia's bank accounts to accounts associated with Jordan Joplin. Most of the money was transferred to Joplin's PayPal account. In April 2017, Joplin was indicted on account of felony theft. Investigators knew Joplin had stolen money and other valuable items from Eric Garcia. Still, did Joplin plan to murder Garcia and steal from him? Or did Garcia die from natural causes or as the result of an accident, prompting Joplin to take advantage of the situation? The fact that Joplin had ordered the shipping crates before arriving in Ketchikan led investigators to believe he had premeditated Garcia's murder. The autopsy on Garcia did not show an apparent cause of death, but while they awaited the toxicology results, the police believed they already had Garcia's killer behind bars. The lab results only strengthened the case of first-degree murder against Jordan Joplin. According to the toxicology report, Eric Garcia died from the combined toxic effects of morphine, methadone, diazepam, and lorazepam in his system. At trial, the prosecutor said Joplin murdered Garcia using a fatal dose of liquid morphine. In July 2017, the grand jury indicted Jordan Joplin on charges of the first and second degree murder of Eric Garcia. Detectives searched Joplin's Maple Valley, Washington home and found Garcia's wallet and cell phone. They found the phone under Joplin's bed in a bag that prevented it from sending or receiving communications. On Jordan Joplin's phone, the investigators discovered a video taken on March 17, 2017, showing Garcia gasping for air as he lay on the couch in his home. 10 days later, the Ketchikan police found Garcia dead on the same couch, in the same position, and wearing the same clothes as in the video. Of course, the video only proved that Joplin was present when Garcia died and then lied to the police when he asked them to make a wellness check on Garcia. While the video was suggestive, it did not prove Joplin had murdered Garcia. Jordan Joplin was best known as an amateur porn star on the website Sean Cody. It is unclear how he met Dr. Garcia, but the two seemed close, and Joplin said Garcia listened to and encouraged him. A few years after prosecutors charged Joplin with the murder of Eric Garcia, a woman came forward and told investigators she had sold liquid morphine to Jordan Joplin in 2017. She said he asked her how much morphine it took to kill someone. Ketchikan Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens set Joplin's trial date for April 16, 2018. The judge then moved the date to November 2, 2018. He also moved the trial to Juneau due to the level of pretrial publicity surrounding the case in Ketchikan. Delays continued to pile up, partly due to the pandemic. Eventually, the trial was moved to Anchorage, and jury selection began on May 1, 2023. Superior Court Judge Michael Wolverton presided over the trial. According to Alaska Assistant Attorney General Aaron McCarthy, Jordan Joplin killed Eric Garcia, a man who loved and trusted him, and he did it for money. Defense Attorney Mary Burnell agreed that Garcia was a generous man who had loved Joplin. She said Garcia consumed the fatal dose of morphine either intentionally or accidentally. According to her, Garcia killed himself, and Joplin had nothing to do with his death. The defense claimed that because of their close relationship, Joplin was one of the only people Garcia felt comfortable enough with to talk about how he struggled with pain and anxiety. Defense attorney Burnell said Garcia found relief from his struggles by self-medicating with morphine. Prosecutors pointed out how Joplin had ordered the shipping containers before he paid Garcia a final visit. He stole Garcia's valuable possessions and money after Garcia's death. He recorded a video of Garcia dying and then returned to his home in Washington with Garcia's phone. He ensured the phone could not send or receive messages and then called the Ketchikan police several times to request a wellness check on Garcia. He told the police he was concerned because he hadn't heard from him. On May 31, 2023, the jury found Jordan Joplin guilty of one count each of first-degree murder, second-degree murder, and first-degree theft. In April 2024, Judge Michael Wolverton sentenced Joplin to 99 years in prison, the maximum sentence for murder in Alaska. He called Joplin's acts brazen and craven and said they stood out to him after more than 40 years on the bench due to the intentional and careful planning of the murder. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you to my patrons for your support. Check out the show notes for more information on how you can support this podcast and unlock extra episodes by joining the Last Frontier Club. If you haven't already done it, be sure to join the Murder and Mystery in the Last Frontier Facebook group and chat about the podcast. I'll see you soon for the next episode of Murder and Mystery in the Last Frontier.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.